Hello everyone, this is Jerry, and welcome to listen to my podcast. And today I will talk something about the serial warfare. And the serial warfare, which began at 2011, already caused the huge sacrifice, and see already 500,000 armies deaths, and the civilian sacrifice not so unclear. But one thing for sure, it must be a bunch of the civilians being killed. And in this day's program, I will talk something about recent progress about the serial warfare. First of all, I will talk something about the US. The US is trying to abandon one of the most military base in Syria, and is located in the southern province, the Tanvo. And because of the criticism of the Russia and other countries that the US is providing the military equipment, for example, like missile rocket to the terrorism like ISIS, and the US tried to abandon this military base, and for exchange, the Russia and Syria and its ally will always retreat from this province and further. And also, the Russia and US also considering each of their allies consideration, for example, like Iran and Israel. Both of countries do not intervene, or at least part of intervening the Syria warfare. And however, because of that, the US and the Russia do not want to anger each other, so all of the base will be retreated. And also, according to recent news, that the Israel attacked some of the military target in the Syria by rockets, and also recently in the June 9th, the terrorism attack in the Deir Ezzor in the south of the part of this province, and by the bunch of the suicide bombs attack, and the terrorism finally can penetrate the defense line from the Syria, and the Syria armies sacrifice a lot. And according to the analyze, some people considering that why the Russia Air Force do not intervene, and considering the fact that the World Cup is happening in US, Russia do not want to sacrifice so many peoples, and also Russia want to have a talk with the US and Syria that end this war as long as they can, and also in the ACE, that the Syria army also have a great achievement in the southern parts of Israel, and Israel has already captured the place which captured that by terrorism for 5 years, and it finally caused the terrorism to retreat to the Syria desert, and the Syria desert was the greatest place for the mechanical armies to destroy all of these armies. And of course, we believe that with the support of the Russia Air Force and its also the high technology equipment support, the Syria could win the battle in the few days. And secondly, I will talk something about the strategy of that the military use in this Syria warfare. And I think a Syria warfare can separate in two parts. The first part is that Russia did not intervene in the war, and in that time, the Syria governmental army do not have so many power to fight against the terrorism, and so their mainly idea is to defend some of the most important cities around their capital and other province. For example, like their capitals, and as a disadvantage, we could see that strategy actually caused a bunch of villages and countryside lost, and it's caused some kind of sacrifice and some kind of trouble for the governmental army to get back this land again. And in that time, the warfare in the cities can be seen as the main idea and the main tenet of the war. And at that time, the Syria governmental army could not send all of their powers to fight against and for the terrorism, because in the cities, the tanks and other transportation systems cannot play its best role, because all the rocket launchers and other things could easily penetrate the armor of the tanks. And in that time, we could see that Syria sacrificed a lot of tanks and their other armies. And I think the main cause is that Syria's infantry and their tanks were not combined so closely, which caused that their infantry is actually separated and the tank is also like isolated, which caused that the terrorism could attack the tank and the infantry separately and finally cause a huge sacrifice of the governmental army. However, in second part is that the Russia was finally intervening in the warfare, is that the Russia could use their advanced aircraft to have the support, for example, missile and other bombs was being widely used, and we can see that actually this kind of support actually is not provide only the technology advancement support, but also it helped encourage the Syrian army to advance more. And as we can see that after the Russian was being adopted and being adapted in the war, that the Syria was being fighting more bravely and more courageously. And however, there's also something problems happened in the Syria, is that about some crisis of water and other supplement is not so fulfilled that need for the countries. And at that time, the most people could not get their own supplies, and people could not get enough supply to support their lives, and which caused that the huge inflation rate happened in the Syria. And we could see that Russia actually provide a bunch of stocks and other useful goods to support the lives of the Syria. And one of the greatest example of it is in the 2017, the capital of Syria is bumped into a water crisis because of the terrorist was captured the main water product place in Syria, that their capital could not get enough supplies for the water. And at that time, people could only use the dirty waters or rainwater to provide fulfill their life supplies. And at that time, people could not wash and to do washing and these kind of things. And after 1 year, that the Syria finally recaptures a place. And also, and something also interesting happened in this period of time, that Iran also intervened into warfare, and they get allies and help to defend both of their armies, both of their enemies, the ISIS. And that, I think, is all things that I want to say. And the next period, I want to talk something about the humanity crisis happening in Syria. And thanks for listening.